Mr. Noe, first name N-O-E, Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S, 82889. This is a 35-year-old gentleman, married, 5 children, whom have been sick recently, developed cough, congestion, sore throat, heaviness, some vomiting, also had some epigastric pain. Yesterday, when he woke up this morning, he felt very dizzy. He's feeling much better now. His blood pressure is stable. He's not having any diplopia, nausea, vomiting, double vision, headache, or any other symptoms at this time, period. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Exposure to flu, Aglore, that's A-G-L-O-R-E. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Lives with his wife and 5 kids. They have been ill. Review of system as above. Allergy, none. Family history, diabetes. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 184 pounds. Is it 180? Is it 84 or 89, babe? 89.6, and then 98%, 99.7, 20, 71, 120 over 63, heart positive, pulse positive, 2 lungs clear, TMs are red. There's also fluid behind both TMs. Neck shows positive lymphadenopathy, slight neurological non-focal. There's no nystagmus. Closing his eyes and shaking his head from right to left does produce the dizziness as well. Number 1, otitis media. Number 2, sinusitis. Number 3, flu test negative. Number 4, does not want to have any injection. Number 5, Z-Pack. Next one is Metrol dose pack. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is no chest pain at this time. Next one is not interested in EKG because of cost. And the chance of having any cardiac issues are minimal. Next number, if he develops chest pain, shortness of breath, or has any other symptoms, he may come back or go to the emergency room at night. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.